Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight's version is our recap of Survivor 42. Pretty good episode last night. Not really surprising, but still a good episode. And we've got three people gone, so we've only got, 15 left now? And after next week, we're down to 14, and we'll be getting close to the fake merge and the hourglass thing again and all that kind of stuff. So the song tonight, Bye Bye Bye, that was for Mariah because you went bye bye bye. That's two people gone from the Taku tribe. All they've got left is Marianne, Omar, Jonathan, and Lindsay. Ika has five players left, and Vati still got everybody. Let me look at my notes. Trying to see who leaves next. So I see if Vati stays. No, Vati's going to lose one next week. So, all right. So then they'll be down to five. So it'll balance out a little bit, not a whole lot. I'm going to go ahead and apologize now because I may be in and out tonight because my Razorbacks are playing in the NCAA tournament in about 20, 25 minutes. And I'm sorry. They come first. I mean, that's my alma mater.
At least your team made it into the tournament.
Do what now? They get the winner in New Mexico State and UConn, and right now New Mexico State's up by three with 17 seconds left. So we could get
UConn's in trouble. UConn's
in trouble. Yeah, we could get New Mexico.
Right now.
We could get New Mexico State. And Saturday, another big game people in this area are going to love to watch. Memphis and Gonzaga.
Yeah, it's.
Could you imagine if Memphis upsets Gonzaga, and Arkansas makes it past the winner of this game, and we've got Arkansas and Memphis? Lord, have mercy.
Jim, everybody's brackets are going to be completely destroyed if that's the case. With 16 people.
If Gonzaga loses to Memphis, I will be more than happy for my bracket to be destroyed. I will dance and party. New Mexico State's going to beat UConn.
Yep. Yep.
Kentucky's up by six. They're having a lot of trouble.
I should have known better.
St. Peter's team.
I should have known better.
St. Mary's just beating the hell out of Indiana. They're just like, Lord have mercy.
Jim, I should have.
St. Mary's beat Gonzaga this year.
Jim, I should have known to never take a team that's close to where I live, because whether it's UConn, UMass, Boston College, I'm shocked that Providence even advanced. It's
The only chance you have is if it's Temple, because Temple always shines down on Tim Gross. I mean, God always shines down on Tim Gross's teams.
Yeah, well, tonight we currently have Alexis on the line with us. We have Eddie. We have Melissa. We have Reggie, who's joining us after missing last week, and I believe we have Michael Doyle joining in through Skype.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
All right. So
hi,
it looks
everybody.
Like me, Steve, Melissa, Reggie, Alexis, Eddie, Doyle, and I'm sure Kansas will join us soon. And it has gone final. New Mexico State eliminates UConn.
Wow.
So
that's another.
You know, I would have done all that.
On my bracket.
I would have done all that, but I had no clue what I was doing. I didn't know how you had to have two names and all this and that. I needed somebody's phone number to call and have them walk me through it like a child in a pacifier.
Well, you should have told me. I would have walked you through it.
Aw, thank you. I will next year because I have so
okay.
much fun losing. I love
Cause you
know.
Because see, I know already that next year when you win, you're going to say, "I want to thank Jim for walking me through this. He's the one who helped
me." Absolutely.
And then I'm going to say, "Yep, I'm the dumbass that brought her into it, so she'd beat all of us."
That couple of years with the, you know, like with Sports Whispers, and I was in the basement. We had, me and a couple other ladies had so much fun keeping that basement clean, and then I come up and I won it. And then it's like right in the middle of the pack. I would rather be in the basement than in the middle because it's like just out of your grasp, just out of your reach, and you just can't make it.
I
so,
know,
anyway.
And that's my problem. I always, you know.
Well, JJ's
pretty
I've good
won.
At it.
I've won a few times on our games for the NASCAR thing and the football thing, and I don't think I've ever won. I don't think I've ever won the March Madness though, Steve.
You came close one year, but I think you lost.
Yeah,
like
I know.
At the very
it's
end.
Like Reggie says, I always get close, and I get ugh. And then on the game's gridiron, I've gotten so close before Reggie that it came down to one single point.
Oh, my
end.
Lanta.
And between, it gets even worse, between me and my son.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so,
about as bad as it can get.
Yeah, and so, you know, you're a dad, so you still want to win, but it's still your kid, and you're like, okay, son, we're going to be fair about this. I'm going to let you pick first. We don't want a tie. We don't want to both pick the same team. I'm going to let you pick first, and I'll take whoever you don't take.
Aww.
And he beat me. And he beat me.
Okay. You'll say, son, I love
yeah.
you to death, and I will do anything for you, but next year it's my turn.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hung up the phone with him a little earlier before we started the pod, and he's already talking about tonight's games. He's got Arkansas picked to go all the way on one of his brackets, and I think he was drunk when he picked the other one because he picked North Carolina to win the other one. Sorry, Raquan.
Oh, you're horrible.
Oh, man.
Why doesn't he join us here and hear you say that?
He might be listening. I don't know. He stays pretty busy. He's still in the chasing women mode.
Well, he'll
yeah, he's still single.
After,
so
though.
He'll
probably.
We
hear
had
it after
a
though, Jim. So you're probably going to.
We had
from
we
him
had
after.
What a 2 or 3 year love affair with him and Cutie in Whispers.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
somewhere
it was,
around that.
It was fun. It was fun to watch them together because when they played in our Whispers games, God, they were good together. Lord have mercy, you couldn't hardly beat them two. They were so good. And they got real close, but you know, she graduated from college and she had a standing job offer out here with us, but. She went another direction, and they kind of fell apart. So he's back on, as I would say, he's back on the prowl.
Oh my gosh!
Kind of.
But
like
anyway,
was kind of
last
like
yeah
Marianne
last night's
Survivor.
Last night's Survivor. If I'm reading most of the fans correctly, they're kind of okay with who left because they kind of found her annoying a little bit. Am I reading that correctly, Steve? Did fans think she was kind of annoying?
I would kind of agree with it. You know, the one thing she did say is that literally the only person that would get her out is herself. And I think not only did she annoy, you know, the fans, but she probably annoyed the people out there. And, you know, the big thing that they talked about was, okay, what's going to be key to getting us back on the right track? And it came down to the fact that Marianne just brings the hustle, which is exactly part of what you need in order to get the momentum back in your favor. You need somebody who's going to be out there, going to be giving 100%.
Well,
and you know,
I think the best word to describe her is energetic. She is just full of energy.
Who, Marianne?
Yeah.
I maybe I'm the odd person out, but I want to say I'm hyper. I mean, I go. That girl is on, I don't know what, constantly. She kind of grazes my nerves. It's like, tone it
down.
Well,
that's what Mariah said that in all of her exit interviews today. She said it was like,
oh, my God.
She tried to take the blame and say, you know, it's probably my fault, but she said that the girl wouldn't shut up. She said,
oh, that would irritate me.
She said it was like you almost wanted to ask her, can you take a non-talking time out?
Oh, like a child, take a five-minute break?
Yeah, yeah. So
take five. I'd tell my daughter, I'd say, Carrie Ann, it's time to take five.
Yeah. So, and she said the whole scene where Jackson had to leave, and Marianne was crying and all that. She felt the same way. She didn't know if she should feel guilty about it or not, but she said Marianne just kept going on and on and on about it. And she said it started to look to me like, come on, Marianne, you're making this about you instead of him.
It is exactly that. I caught bits and pieces last week when I was in Arizona, and when she started wailing and crying like a blubbering baby, I'm like, what the world? Tone it down. You've got your scene. You're going to make TV. Enough.
Oh, my God, Steve. Oh, my God, Steve. Kentucky, 71, 10 seconds.
Exactly what I was about to say.
Oh, my God, if they lose,
I hope you're sitting down.
If they lose, you talk about
what is going on? What's going on?
They're going overtime. They're going to have to play overtime. Kentucky and St. Peter's playing overtime. There are a lot of people got Kentucky picked for the Final Four.
Yes. Yeah, you know, about.
But anyway,
about
back to what you were saying, Reggie. I think it's interesting that you pretty much had the same opinion as somebody that was out there. Melissa, what?
And
what
I have not read anything since I've been back.
About that? Melissa, what do you think about that with Marianne? Do you think it would get annoying to be around her? Does it bother you? She's so energetic. What about the scene with Jackson where she was – and see, Mariah said, we didn't see all of it, that she went on and on and on and on and on about Jackson leaving, and they only just showed a little bit of it. What's your opinion about
Marianne?
They showed
plenty.
Marianne?
Well, I have a little bit more patience, I think, than some. And quite honestly, I probably would have had being older, I probably would have said, let's take a walk and had a talk with her. Quite honestly, I would have.
That would have probably been a good strategy.
If she were that bad.
That would have probably been
that bad.
That would have probably been a good way to handle it.
Yeah. If I thought that she was that bad, I probably would have said, let's take a walk and asked her to tone it down a little bit. She was going
We've seen two episodes, and they have been predominantly driven by Marianne. I mean,
yeah.
You know, Jeff talks to her. We hear about, oh, she loves Zach. She won't have something to do with Zach. And then we see her with the Jackson thing, and then the votes at Tribal. I mean, it is overkill on Marianne so far.
The question, though,
yeah.
Jim, is the question about that, though, is does it mean that she's the star of the season, or is she somebody
I just answered your
season.
Question. you could stop right there. There's your answer. Yes.
But you know, from how she reacted to Jackson leaving like he did, you know, I would be kind of pissed off about it, because I'd be like, okay, she's obviously doing this just to get more TV time, to get, you know, to be the focal point of
she's going to be on The Bachelorette next year.
They're going to take whatever reaction.
She's going to be on
Eddie,
The Bachelorette.
Eddie said she's trying to get on The Bachelorette.
That ain't never going to happen.
My prince will come.
Or could it be
here's how I would have been if I would have been on that tribe when that happened and she started acting like that about Jackson. I would have been like, well, yeah, I feel sorry for the guy, but we don't have to vote him out, and we are down a player. I'm fine with that. We good. I'm good. I'm close to the money.
And Mariah said he probably would have been the first voted out.
Yeah.
Okay, then how long do they know each other prior to getting on the island? Is it like Big Brother 2 weeks?
They don't.
Okay, so she had this hysterical reaction for a few days?
Yes. They don't know each other. They are quarantined for 14 days. By themselves.
Either she's very immature.
They do preseason interviews and stuff, but they're by themselves. They see each other like at final interviews and stuff, but they can't talk. It's not like Big Brother. They don't know each other. So she had this reaction to a guy she'd only known for about 32 hours.
Wow.
So.
That's.
Yeah. Michael, what do you think?
Yes.
What do you think about this? Do you think she pushed it a little too far? Do you think Mariah's probably right in saying she had a hard time dealing with her?
I think, with like a lot of the emotions with like all the emotional baggage that she brought with her on the season, and the fact that it kind of took up a lot of her confession, like with her family, like dealing with her son and stuff. But for Marianne herself, like I was just talking about the one that got voted off, but for Marianne herself, I think Marianne is trying to be herself times 100, And I think it's strategy on her part, because she sees that no one else is doing it, and she wants to stand out, like, in a different way, and that's, like, her way of doing it. So I think there's, like, a lot more going on with Marianne than what we're seeing, and I think it's because, like, there's no one really behaving like that, that's what she's doing to stand out. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah. What about you, Alexis? What do you think about the whole Marianne thing and what Mariah said about her today?
Oh yeah, definitely. She's like a squirrel on crack. She just does not calm down.
Yeah. Looking ahead, do you think she'll be able to tone it down, or you think she's going to stay this way the whole time?
I got a feeling she's going to stay this way the whole time.
Yeah. What do you think, Reggie? You think she'll figure out I need to tone it down, or you think she's just going to keep being
her? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. She thinks that, you know, I feel like in her mind, she feels this is what's going to get her liked, and that she has to be this way. She has to stand out, that they got to have, I don't know. I hope she does, because when she's kind of quiet, she is the dearest person ever. But
yeah,
when she is on a roll, you know, it's just bad. So, yeah, she would be so lovely and well-liked by everybody if she would just bring it down two notches.
If she would just shut up.
Pretty much. No, not shut up. Just tone it down a couple notches. I find her very...
Steve, another thing I saw today about people... oh, my God, what a three. Another thing I saw today people were debating about was Mariah and the necklace.
Yeah.
Did she really intend on burying it out there and leaving it out there, or was she just using that for a storyline?
I think she
voted out.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Steve, go ahead and make your comment, and after you, we'll go right to you, Reggie.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry,
well,
Steve.
You know, part of me thinks that maybe it had to do with perhaps getting camera time, because if you're a Survivor fan and you watch the show, you know that Survivor wants some sort of, that producers want to tell some sort of story, which is why I think a lot of people were potentially shocked last night when she got that emotional content talking about her brother and the necklace and everything. And it was, you know, it was such an emotional story that a lot of people felt, well, there's no way that she could be going anytime soon. And it was the same thing with Jackson. When Jackson came out talking, of course, you know, a lot of people knew that he was probably going to be a medevac in some way. But, you know, to the casual fan, if they see somebody like Jackson coming out and talking about, you know, having undergone their transformation like they have, you know, most fans would probably think, okay, there's, you know, this guy's going to be a big character this season. So,
yeah,
you know, it's not really going to be, you know, nobody would expect them to leave that very same episode. So I think Mariah brought that out there just in case something, like if she were to be an early boot, she would potentially look at it like, okay, well, maybe I can get this done early on during the season, so I'll be at least guaranteed a little bit of camera time.
Yeah.
Because
well, now, the other thing that I would bring up about this is, in her interview, she acted like she kind of felt like it was going to be her that got voted out. So if she wanted to do that, if she wanted to bury it out there, she had plenty of time if she thought she was leaving. But she still didn't do it. And we're going to go to Reggie and get comments. But then, Eddie, I want to get back to you about something Steve brought up about the edit. We're seeing them. It's kind of going back to the old way. They get a high edit right before they leave. So I'm going to get to you about the edit after we hear from Reggie about this whole thing about bearing the necklace or not.
Well, I had missed it, but then somebody answered on the thread, but then I found it again last night and watched her explain it. I truly, in my heart of hearts, I think she really went out there with the attitude, I'm going to bury this for my brother so he'll always be here and have this part of Survivor with me. But as she got to playing the game, that was her security, and she wanted to save it. It's like, we did this together. We were there the whole time. I'm taking you home with me. And that's the way I felt about it when I rewatched it. Anybody? Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I mean, maybe, but at the same time, like Jim said, she had plenty of time, you know, if she was gonna bury it like she said
she
would.
I think
she
was going to, but then she changed her mind.
You don't do that, though. You don't do that. You don't bring something out there, say you're put it out on TV saying that you're going to do it, and then you don't do it. To me, that just screams
especially with her saying today she thought it was going to be her. So she had
see,
time
I
to
haven't
do
read
it.
Any of the interviews or anything, so I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I see your point about why didn't she do it without the camera being on her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
Hey. The edit. Are we getting back to a more typical Survivor edit this season than we had last season?
I don't think so. I think that
you don't?
They're playing sensationalism. I think that first I have to say what I haven't commented on is that how beautifully it's filmed this year. I've been so quick to criticize, but I haven't said what I like. I mean, last night when you saw the wave breaking, you could feel the sea breeze. How many times you've been on the beach when that happened, when the wave broke, and you could feel the mist coming at you? I mean, it was beautiful how they're filming it. It made me think of that, and I know a lot of you who go to the ocean can feel that. It's beautifully filmed. As for Marianne, all this stuff, I go, how in the hell are these people playing Survivor to win $1 million? They're not strategic in any sort of way. They're there, they're cast for sensationalism, for storyline. And, you know, I don't like that. I mean, it works. It gives us all something. Oh, isn't this beautiful? Oh, blah, blah. I would tell Marianne, when I talk, honey, don't you want to go get firewood? Oh, honey, I think we need water right now. Oh, honey, why don't you go check over there for an idol? I'd have her all over the place. I couldn't put up with it. But, you know, I love her pieces. Don't get me wrong. But I would treat her like I would a child that is hyper in school.
Eddie, in fairness, if you look at Roxroy on Ica, that's sort of what he's doing. He's wanting to work, and have people do this and this and this and then this, and they're resenting it. So,
well, I wouldn't do it the way he's doing it, though, Jim. I would do it real nice. Honey, I think we need a little firewood. I'm a little old. Would you mind going over there and getting it for me? I would do the whole Southern angle myself. Or the Southern Dame, I always depend upon the kindness of strangers. You know, I would play it. I would use it. Now, strategically, if I was a player out there with her, I would keep her in front of me as much as I could, because that means I'm going to get far in the game, because they're going to see her and they're not going to see me. That's a very smart move, and they're probably going to do that, those in the game with her. They're going to use it to their benefit. She's going to get used, and they're going to she'll be thrown to the side when it's time to go. I don't see her winning. Maybe she does. Maybe
who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Marianne.
You might want to rethink that.
Oh, my God. She's going to turn around and show she's got a brain.
I'm just saying you might want
to
rethink
that. I would
use her
to go all the way to the end. Well, that's interesting to know.
Write this date down. Write this date down, and we'll revisit it at the end of the season.
Are you telling us something, Jim?
I have a comment. Probably. Melissa, let me get to you, because I always love to hear your thoughts, because you always have a real good view of it, and you don't mind going against the grain and disagreeing with people. What do you think about this with Mariah and the whole necklace burying? Was it storyline? Did she really intend to do it? And if she did, why didn't she do it if she thought she was leaving that night?
You know, I'm not paying much attention to Mariah. She kind of lost me. I find her to be extremely boring. I think that she wanted to... Okay, I remember seeing on the news when James died. I remember that. He was a news story. He was the first healthcare worker that died. He was this happy-go-lucky nurse, and he was working really hard and, you know, taking the risk and everything like that. And then he ended up getting COVID and dying from it. I remember that story. And I think that she definitely wanted to use that to get some sympathy with the people that she was playing with. Having that necklace, she may or may not have really wanted to bury it.
I mean, people are different. Melissa, people are different.
Yeah.
But I would never use something like that to help me in the game. I mean,
I think she did, because nobody would have known it, but she brought it up like it was, you know, that was her claim to fame.
But I also liked how she referred to Parvati. She said she went out there realizing she wasn't playing to win. I love that when she talked about that in her interview.
Alexis, what do you think?
Oh, go ahead.
Alexis, what do you buy the whole necklace thing, or do you think it was just for attention and maybe gameplay / storyline?
I honestly think it was just her trying to play games. I don't think she had the intention. Like I said, if she thought for a second she was going home, she would have been buried there.
What about you, Michael?
For the necklace bit, it's hard to say, because, like, at the start, you could tell, like, she was very emotional about it. But at the end, like, you don't see that plot come to conclusion. So, like, you don't see her actually burying it, you know? Like, she just walks off, and you don't see her burying it.
The thing with me is I've got two sisters that are deceased.
Yeah.
And if I went out there with the intent of doing something like that and I said I was going to do it, first of all, I wouldn't care if it was put on camera or not. That's between me and my deceased sister. And secondly, if I was going to do it, and I felt like, okay, all signs are pointing to me leaving tonight, then I'm going to go do it that day.
Yeah.
And I'm not coming home with it. You know, if that was my true intentions, like it sounded like it was to her, then I would have just done it.
Yeah, but then again, too, don't forget what Jonathan was doing was trying to make her feel like she wasn't going home.
Yeah, but she, in her interviews, she said Jonathan told her, well, we're going to really miss Marianne, she said she knew right then it was her, that they were lying to her.
Yeah.
So she knew. That's why she tried with the little, you know, what do they call that thing where you draw it, tribal? She did it.
Shot in the dark.
Yeah, shot in the dark.
The Pink Panther,
she said it was
the Pink
obvious.
Panther movie.
It was obvious they were lying to her. She said Tori even looked
movie.
Over and, not Tori,
Lindsay.
Lindsay. She said Lindsay even looked over and winked at her like, you better get that shot in the dark.
Yeah, shot in the dark, I don't like so much.
Yeah, well, Kentucky finna bust some brackets, Steve.
I mean, really
bust some brackets.
Hell's about to freeze over right now.
You know,
in the chat room,
as far as my bracket goes, I don't like it, but I know it's going to hurt everybody else, too. And it couldn't happen to a better asshole than John Calipari.
Tim is in the chat room in disbelief right now.
Well, the thing is, who else picked St. Peter's? Nobody. The only problem is how far you had Kentucky going.
Yeah. That's all I'm going to say about
that. And I would imagine a lot of people had them going a long way. But, all right, back to the show.
Final
Glad you're out there, Tim. How are you doing?
Yeah, I had one more comment about Marianne.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I just had one more comment about Marianne. You know, I don't think that she's really doing this for show. Honestly, I think she might be hyperactive.
I agree. I don't think she is.
I think that's just the way she is. I think
I
she's
too.
Maybe hyperactive. And
I do too.
Yep.
And
she has no filter.
And Eddie,
no
as
filter.
Far as you talking about. Eddie, as far as you're talking about, we don't have to worry about her being around long. Most of this cast are very active, talking during live tweets and on Instagram, and she's basically shut it down, said, I can't do this, I can't talk, you know I can't do this. It's like she's the one's got something to worry about.
If I can say something about one of the things I don't like about where Survivor is going.
Go ahead.
The shot in the dark. I am not a fan of this.
I'm not either.
I don't like
the shot in the dark. I don't like the hourglass.
The
hourglass is going to get used again this season, so get ready for it. Another female.
The shot in the dark is like a cheap version of POV for Big Brother, basically. It's like Big Brother without the competition for POV. Really.
Yeah, that's right, Michael, but there's no competition, and you're doing it at the live vote.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous.
So the other players don't have a chance to retaliate.
Let's just hope by season 43 they clean up their act and go back to what Survivor is supposed to be and not the sensationalism, let's play for a gimmick. You know, it's let's just pray they do. And let's hope this season that it doesn't get as bad as it did last season.
43 is going to be at least partly back to basis because there's going to be another season of newbies, so you can get ready for another new cast on 43.
Just real quick, Jim, we do have Kansas joining us. So just in case you were about to enter into any
spoiler talk. I'll stop with the spoiler stuff now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I call too soon, Jim? I'll call back if you want.
No. I think Eddie got his appetite.
I'm sorry, guys. I always try to give you enough time.
I like the person you were talking about. I like her very much. And my whole ploy is, if it was me, I would use her, keep her out front, stay in the background, and go behind her all the way to the end. Now, I would use her. I would be very smart to use her.
Eddie, that is extremely smart. But the one guy that I'm liking a lot, like, that's my favorite player, like, in a while, is Jonathan. Like, the vibe I'm getting from him is just, like, he's, like, a down-to-earth guy, you know? And I really like Jonathan a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the He-Man. For all of you that don't know that much about him, you can take this and a dollar and get you a cup of coffee, but he's a real big Christian. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was a nice surprise, Jim, because some of us thought, who knows, is he going to be, like, all into himself or whatever?
No,
he's not like that at all.
No, he's not. He's really not. He's a good guy.
He's real cool.
He's a good guy. But they're proving one thing. As good as he is, as strong as he is, you need some help in these challenges. You can't just do it all by lifting
it all on your own,
exactly. Because there's always that damn puzzle.
Jim, I'll tell you what, though. That challenge was the funny. Did anybody else find it as funny as I did? I was in hysterics watching it. It was brutal,
you know,
and they were killing themselves, but it was so funny. It was crazy.
Do you know that Mariah today, it said in one of her exits, they cut out an entire leg of that challenge that they didn't air. There was another leg, and she said, everybody was asking me, how did everybody get sand on them? We didn't see that. And she said they cut that part out. They didn't show it.
Wow. No, they showed us.
Yes,
they showed us just
about
everybody banging into everybody. This one's getting banged in the face. That one's getting banged in the balls. It's like it was just.
You know what? The funniest part about it though, is Lydia up there saying, "Both you bitches."
What about Jonathan? I was dying with him. I was dying. He's trying so hard for them to hear him, and he's talking.
Mariah did give us another clue. I mean, he talked about what happened when the three came back, and she said no one believed Marianne's story. So I guess the other tribe is the same thing. I bet nobody believed it. What happened when they, with all the blood and the mud and everything on them? I don't think
anybody believed that because, I mean, come on. You got all that blood on you, and the next day you don't even have a cut.
I know.
And there's no medical.
Like,
come on.
I'm surprised they didn't have more bruises. For
you
the
got
way
all
they
that
were
blood on you, but
things.
You don't have a cut.
But they should, shouldn't
they
have had a ton of bruises, too, though, from that challenge?
Yeah, but they were getting banged in the face. You got all these people show up with blood on them, and Jeff doesn't call in medical?
I was stupid to think anybody would believe it.
Did she say they didn't believe Mary Ann's story? Because the three of them went out.
Every time she
was Mary Ann.
She changed the story.
She said Mary Ann wasn't one of those three. She said they didn't believe Mary Ann's story. And she said herself felt like for sure that Mary Ann had an idol.
Pat at Idol, yeah.
Oh.
So,
because Marianne was the one that went on the boat.
If you go out there and you don't come back with something, they still think you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But the three that the it was Hi and Lindsay and who was the other one? Drea that had that putting the mud and the blood and stuff like that all over them. Marianne wasn't there.
No.
Yeah.
They didn't. She said they didn't buy the blood, and they didn't buy Marianne saying she didn't have anything. She said the thing that hurt Marianne trying to explain what happened was she was talking so fast and so nervous that everybody just thought, oh, she's making this shit up.
I would hate for something like that. I was so worried she was going to be kicked out last night, you know? I was so scared for her because I didn't want to see her go.
I was happy that she got the extra vote, though. That's going to come in handy later.
Thank goodness she had that. I know. Exactly.
Well, Mariah said everybody was comfortable with it. If you listen to her interview, you know, she said they all saw it logically. They were looking how to keep the tribe strong. You know, what would they have to do to go forward? Jim said it in the beginning, and Steve commented on it, too. I think they made the right choice. I think Mariah was totally comfortable.
No,
with
I agree
it.
With
yeah.
you.
Remember, Meyer
definitely.
Said, she also said, Mariah also said that, I wish I had done what Poverty said she did on her second time out there. She went with knowing she wanted to win.
Yeah. Well, if you look at who was at Tribal, Marianne, Omar, Jonathan, Lindsay, and Mariah, just as a fan watching that, you're going to look at that and say, if I was out there, I'm probably going to vote out Mariah.
It was the logical choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sticks out like a sore thumb. And plus, from what it sounded like, it sounded like she didn't really give it her all in the challenges, which is partially the reason why she got voted out.
I liked
out
her exit
in the
interviews.
First place.
I thought she was very gracious.
Mm-hmm. Well, truthfully,
so,
that was the most
survivor.
We really saw of her
I mean,
was last night. When she talked about
it.
Her brother. Because we didn't see much
thing,
of her at all.
Another thing on that tribe that they're not showing because it probably hadn't developed that much yet is Jonathan and Lindsay are going to end up being really close.
I could see that.
What? Mariah
yeah,
said
that.
That doesn't shock me at all.
Lindsay's playing the game. Mariah made a comment on that.
Mm-hmm. She is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Lindsay
got another one going
overtime, last season.
We got JB joining us now, by the way.
Hey, JB.
He must have fed the dog.
I did.
You got to feed
and,
the dog.
And the dog was barking, and I thought, the dog has to be barking for some reason, so... That means only one thing, and that is to call in. So I said, you know what, JB? You better get your ass on that telephone and call in right now.
That's
so
right.
That's what I did.
And you feed that dog.
Well,
yes.
JB, you have to understand that if I'm being this loyal tonight, while my hogs are playing right now in the NCAA tournament, then you folks really, really should feel obligated to call in.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, my husband hasn't left these games. He came home super early, and he's just, like, right in front of the TV.
It's the best time of the year for basketball. This is better.
It's not only that.
The NBA playoffs.
It's not only that. We should feel, obligated that you are actually calling in while your hogs are playing right now.
Yeah, I know, because my wife told me today when I was thinking about this, she said, "Well, just don't call in. Just let Steve and Melissa do it, and just don't call in." I said, "I can't do that. I can't do that."
Well, don't forget it's St. Patty's Day too. A lot of you guys could be at the bar.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
more Steve than me.
I wish. If only
if only
St. Patty's Day was tomorrow instead of today.
Yeah, I remember last year's St. Patty's Day. The next day Steve told me, "Jim, I think something's wrong with me," and I said, "What?" He said, "Well, you know, I went out last night because it's St. Patty's Day," and I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "Well, I just went to the bathroom and took a leak, and it's green."
Yeah. Yeah. I ended up having to take the day off of work that day too.
Catherine was saying to me today. She was like, "Oh, St. Patty's Day, that's after SpongeBob, isn't it?" Oh, yeah, that's right.
But, Steve, you might find some bars that are still celebrating throughout the weekend, because a lot of them are out here. You know, just because it's today doesn't mean that Friday, Saturday, you might not still find some bars that are going to be still, you
well,
know,
Steve,
celebrating.
Yeah,
Steve,
don't worry. Steve, don't worry about that.
Local...
Steve, don't. Kansas, Steve, don't worry about that, because he says the party don't start till he gets there.
Yeah, and plus, there's a local, one of the local towns around my area does have a parade that they normally do. So, and it gets very rowdy, oftentimes, in regards to drinkers, alongside those who are bystanders, you know, watching the parade and whatnot. So. Put it to you this way. The parade starts at, I don't know, 11 or maybe noon. You have people showing up there at around 9 o'clock in the morning with RVs full of booze.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
One thing the Irish do, though, is when we have our parades and our celebrations, we always go back afterwards, even if it's like 1 in the morning, and we make sure it's all clean. We just go and we'll bring our garbage sticks and pick it up and all the stuff. Yeah.
Well, the bar owners right now in this area, they want to capitalize this weekend, so they're going to stretch St. Patty's.
Yeah, that, exactly. That's exactly what I was saying to Steve. Yeah, they stretch it out the whole weekend.
All weekend, they're really trying to capitalize to regain all the time they were closed. So they're really going to push this weekend.
And people out here love the corned beef and the cabbage and all that crap. So all the bars are going to be still serving that food too.
Steve, Christopher just texted me and said, Poor Calipari.
Yeah, it couldn't have happened to a nicer asshole.
Yeah. A number two loses to a 15.
When I was watching the tribal last night, they kept focusing on Marianne's leg, like she was shaking her leg all the time, like during that entire tribal.
Oh, she was
you
so
guys
scared.
Know
how
nervous?
Yeah.
She was nervous.
She's so nervous. That's... She's like her left leg was like.
Oh, you guys! Doesn't she? She is so childlike. I swear, it looks like I'm looking at a young child when I look at her.
That's just nerves.
Jeff
that's
loves
all
her.
It was.
No, but she really looks like it. She has the beauty and the joy, and she's got the whole personality of a kid. She really does. She does not come across as a 24-year-old woman. She really seems like a 14-year-old girl.
Kansas, what I said earlier is the best thing I can think to describe her is she's so energetic. She is full of energy.
Yeah.
And
I was shocked when she said she had a crush on, what's his name again? The one that was...
Zach.
Yeah, Zach.
Zach.
I was shocked. Were you guys expecting to hear that one?
Yeah, she obviously doesn't have a high standard.
Oh, I felt so bad. Her story was so sad.
Very naive.
I felt so bad for her. But she's very kitty.
I mean,
that's
just
the thing. She comes across as a young
about,
kid. That's a problem,
just thinking
too.
About Zach, just thinking about Zach, if Marianne made a move on Zach, he would probably run like Forrest Gump.
Oh, man.
Am I wrong, but isn't Zach gay?
I don't think so.
That's what we're talking
about. No, I don't think. Romeo is, but I don't think Zach is.
No, I don't think Zach was ever.
Yeah, I don't think Zach.
I don't think he was
Romeo
identified.
Is.
I don't think Zach was identified as one of the five this season that are of the LGBT community. I don't think he was one of the five.
I don't think so.
Well, I hope if she gets evicted, then he'll be interested in her because that'd be so nice.
Well, they'd
okay,
have
I'm not gonna say anything.
Ponderosa, if that was the case.
Well, guys, I'm going to sign off here. It's getting time where I have to do a few things here.
Okay, have a good night.
Hey, Michael.
Have a good night.
Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've been able to do stuff online, so I'm glad that everything's settled down now.
Call in next week.
You got it. All right, guys. Behave yourselves.
Okay,
JB,
but one thing I can
JB,
say.
JB, you just got on here. Let me ask your opinion on something we were talking about. We were talking about Mariah and her storyline about burying her brother's necklace.
Yeah.
And if she was really sincere about it. In her interviews today, she said she knew she was probably leaving. Why didn't she do it that day? Was she not really serious? Was it just a storyline?
Really?
Yeah. What do you think,
JB? I brought up
the point that I have two sisters that are deceased, and if I had said that, and I thought I was leaving, pretty sure I was leaving, I would have buried it that day out there.
Like what
but
she
said,
didn't
do
yeah.
it. She still got it.
Wow.
She brought it home.
Yeah, you would have thought that she would have, done something with it. You know, like she
I
said.
I mean, honestly, Jim, I wouldn't bury something like that.
I wouldn't either. That would not be my thought to bury it out there.
I know. Why?
But that's what she said.
Yeah, I know.
So.
But what you're asking makes sense.
Was that just the question, Kansas? Was that just gameplay?
That's a really good question, Jim.
Was it just for TV, or did she really mean it and she just didn't do it?
That's a very good question. Since she did not do it,
makes a lot of
sense what you're asking.
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of touchy when you're talking about a deceased sibling like that, and you don't do it when you pretty much know you're leaving. Why did you even bring it up?
That was the only real storyline we even saw of her, because I can't really give you much of her at all from what I've seen so far. That was basically it.
Yeah. Melissa,
the story was sad.
Melissa, maybe I've misread this, but I thought with last week's podcast, I thought you were kind of a Mariah fan, or at least thought positively of her.
No, I think what I was saying was that I thought that she went to the merge, but obviously I was mistaken.
Oh, okay. All right. My bad.
Yeah,
man.
I thought that she would make merge.
Okay. Well, we know that's not true now.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. And I, like we said, the people that were sitting there at Tribal, I mean, that's probably who you would have voted for to leave. You'd have probably kept the people that they kept. You probably wouldn't have a huge problem with it, would you?
Well, Lindsay seemed to really want her to stay. That was, you know, what I was questioning, because Lindsay was trying to keep her.
I don't really think so.
Because I would have hated to see Lindsay and her teaming up. When you talk about Lindsay and Jonathan, now that's a good pair. I like that.
She said Lindsay even winked at her like, you better try to do something.
Because it looked like she teamed up with her. And I was thinking, you know, why Lindsay?
Yeah, but wasn't it a unanimous vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what was so surprising.
See? Yeah. So, and I can't really argue that. I think
Me neither. Four
they kept it is the four I would have kept.
The right one left.
Yeah,
I agree. So what do you think looking ahead, Steve? Jonathan's obviously a beast, but he can't do it by himself, and we're seeing that because that's what it looks like. He's trying to do it by himself, and he can't. He needs some help. Ika, they're kind of a – man, I tell you, it's like the five of them that are left, I would just take a dart with all of them and throw it up on the dartboard and see which one sticks.
You know, it almost makes you wonder, Jim, it almost makes you wonder if there's going to be any sort of tribe swap at all because
don't affect anything, Kansas, so I can say there's going to be a fake merge. You know, they haven't done that. I think we brought Tim in on this last week. It's been a while since they did that. But there's going to be a fake merge. That doesn't lead you to think there's going to be a tribe swap. If they're going to do a fake merge, they're not going to swap them all around and then do a fake merge. They're probably just going to do a fake merge. But with Ika, like I said, it's just like they're just out there. And Vati, they've still got six players left, and it's like if you look at them, they don't really appear to be all that strong. I mean, Mike is, but he's 58 years old. Maybe, but he's not that strong. Chanel is okay. Daniel, I mean, really? And Jenny's smart on puzzles and stuff, but physically, I mean, how are they staying out of the fray and nobody's leaving?
Yeah, that Daniel,
probably
you guys,
mental,
is he coming across as
mistake?
A big snake in the grass or what?
Who?
That Daniel.
Yeah, I don't think he'll.
I hated what he did with Mike last night.
Yeah, he's probably got another snake move in him before he leaves, but.
Not surprised. I kind of expected
I don't think we're gonna have to see him on a jury or nothing. If you know
good.
What I mean.
Good. I hope he's gone quick. I don't like
him
at all.
The one thing I didn't like about last night that may affect Mike in the long run is the fact that Mike actually fell for what Daniel was putting out there as a suggestion. And normally in potential winners, you don't see, unless, of course, it was Fabio, for example, you know, you don't really see winners, players with winners edits fall for the sort of stuff that Daniel was doing with Mike last night. So
yeah, that bothered me too.
Kind of worrying for Mike in the long run. I still think Mike is going to go very far, but you know, it's when you compare potential edits at the end. This, I think, was kind of a minus for Mike, even though he found an advantage like he did.
But he needs to keep quiet about these things, too. He needs to not share. Because him trusting, apparently, could be his downfall.
Yeah, and then when he loses it, and then he has to go say, well, I lost it.
Oh, that was so bad. Oh, my goodness. That was so awful when he lost it. Yeah.
God.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's losing it all right upstairs.
You don't lose that. It's just nuts.
On the flip side, though, I do think it was kind of smart for Daniel to try and make Mike not activate the idol, because if you activate that idol, that means you activate all the other idols, which put so many unpredictable outcomes into play. So what Daniel's trying to do is as long as Mike doesn't activate his portion of the advantage, none of those three idols will ever come into play. So Daniel is actually being kind of smart in trying to delay Mike.
I agree. If you look past and think about it, that was kind of smart to do it that way.
But the question is, how long is Mike going to fall for it? How long is Mike going to fall in line like that?
This is probably going to sound bad. But just using skills at recognizing people and their personalities, I would not trust Daniel for 5 seconds.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
100%.
That's me, Colin.
Oh, well, look at that.
Yeah, I would find it very hard to trust Daniel, especially with how he, obviously, you know, they're out there. They don't know how people would be presented or how they would be presented themselves. But just looking at it from a viewer standpoint, Daniel, ever since the very beginning, has had this sort of snaky vibe.
Yes.
Somebody who would be very untrustworthy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, so. See, I was being nice. I was being nice with how I said it. But now that you've opened up that can of worms, he just looks like a damn creep. He just looks like a damn creep. He looks like a...
There you go.
Like a creep to me. I mean...
Jim, you can always count on me to open up.
And he may be the nicest guy in the world. You know, I'm just saying, my first impression of him is I'd look at him and I'd think, oh my God, have you ever been on that show where they catch a predator?
To catch a predator.
Oh, jeez, yeah, Chris Hansen.
Why don't you? I'm sorry.
I get it.
That's the vibe I get from this guy. I mean,
for me, it was just instant dislike. I just did not like him.
What is a 30-year-old guy coming over to this house?
Melissa, take over for a minute. I go to the bathroom.
Oh, geez.
Okay, the way that I see it, I don't know. I mean, you would think that they would have voted Daniel out right away when
yeah.
he dislocated his shoulder, you know?
Right.
That's what I think. And I also had one more comment about Marianne, and then I'll shut up about her. But did you guys notice that Jeff loves her? He just
of
loves
course.
Her.
He's How can you not, though?
She's
so lovable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what he sees? He sees ratings gold when he looks at her.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you know what fans love. They love bubbly personalities.
But it's
and
real. You know, she's not
again,
fake. It's so genuine.
No, I'm not saying it's fake.
But that's
but,
what's so cool
you know,
about her. She's just so it's so real.
I'd want to throw
it's just
out myself.
You know, when some of
well,
that,
what was
some
that
of the women were like rolling their eyes. I think Mariah was one of them. You know, oh, how long am I going to have to listen to this? And oh, it's going to just drive me crazy. And I'm thinking, I'd
Eddie.
Rather have a personality like that around me than like a Debbie Damn Downer. You know?
Eddie, what did you?
But would you want that 24/7 for 26 days?
Yeah. Another thing about Daniel, okay, I liked Chanel going in, but she kind of lost it. She kind of lost me there yesterday on the show when she said that Daniel's her number one. I was like, what?
I know.
Yeah,
honey.
That's
really.
Sort of,
honey.
That sort of came out of the blue, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
it sure did.
Like, what, honey?
When you think about it.
Yeah, I hear you, girl.
You
me too. Exactly.
When you think about it, if that was going to be a huge part of the story, you would think that that would have been shown beforehand. So the fact that that came out of the blue kind of makes you think that maybe perhaps – you know, they're going to be connected somehow. When it
mm-hmm.
comes to both of their exits.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then we
it's
talk about the editing. We don't know when that was actually said.
Exactly, JB. That's true.
You know, maybe they might have edited that in later.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, actually. When you think about it, JB, because when they did some of the confessionals last week, I forget if it was – I think it was Lindsay. Out of all of the confessionals, the opening confessionals, Lindsay was the only one who was already wearing her buff. So
yeah.
when her confessional was aired, she had already been in the game for about maybe 3 days or so, while everybody else like Mike – and Jonathan, all the others who had the earlier confessionals last week, all those confessionals were done pretty much, you know, before they even got their buffs. So you don't know how Survivor is going to edit things this season. You know, something that could be said in a confessional 1 week, maybe it was something that was filmed, you know, a couple of days prior to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eddie, do you think as this season unfolds, it's going to get a little predictable?
Jim, I don't trust the edit. I mean, it's like a dog. You kick them enough, you know, they don't come to you. That's how I feel with Survivor right now, with the edit. They kicked us so much last season that I don't know what to believe. I'm listening to you to see what you tell me so I can get some clues on it. But the edit is all out there. You can't go to the bank on any of it. Like Steve said, they're editing it. Not in the order that it's happening, They're editing for effect. They're editing for ratings. They're not editing to show the fans. I love Australia for that. At least I know what the fuck has happening, you know?
Here's the thing about Australia right now. I see fans right now in an uproar over how that season's ending. Everyone's just so ticked off at what's happened and who's left. It's like now they're pissed off at Survivor Australia.
Yeah. But you know what's going on, Jim. When you're watching it, you see why it's happening. You see what's going on. I mean, they just brought in a purgatory where four players went to purgatory and three came back into the game. And three really good players, two of them are really good players, cutthroat. It's going to make great TV. I can't wait till Sunday night. I can't wait to wake up at 5 o'clock and watch it. You know?
Better you than me, my friend.
It's just like last night when I was watching, I was doing something else. You can't trust the
editor.
They're really screwing with what worked. You know? They're screwing with what worked. I watch Survivor so I can have the fantasy because I can't be out there that I could live it. I get on the phone with you because you'll give me a moment of happiness, you know? I can live my fantasy. And you
I don't even watch that show. I mean, you know that from talking to me and asking me to do a pod about it. I told you I don't watch it, and Eddie just said, well, start watching it.
I'm a purist.
I mean, I know who the final three are, and I know who wins, but, I mean, I don't watch it, you know. I will tell you this about this season. We were talking about editing, what people can expect. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Five of the last six players are not going to surprise people. There's one in there that will surprise you, but five of the last six, I think everybody will say, oh, well, I saw that.
So in other words, things are going to get pretty predictable.
That's what I'm thinking, Steve. I'm thinking this is
going
to, Eddie, and I'm telling you this, Eddie. I think this edit is going to be probably pretty easy to read with who's going to be left. So I think if you pay attention, I think you're going to figure out who's going to be there.
Well, that's good to know, Jim. But, I mean, like, even like that whole bit they did, and we're hearing it from the exit of what actually happened when the three came back from the island. You know, they're not showing us what's going on. They're editing for effect. They're not editing to let us know what's going on in the show. It's like if we were watching The Amazing Race, and somebody finishes, and they don't show us what they did to win it. You know?
Eddie, back to editing. And I've seen this from Australia fans. And just be objective about this. From what I have read from Australia fans, they said after last week's episode one, that we had seen everybody, heard from everybody, and that doesn't happen on Australia until 2 or 3 weeks later. You finally start to hear from people. But they said episode one, we heard from everybody.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, Jim, I hate to tell you this, Jim, but I think J.D. Note is starting to turn into Moses Moody because he cannot shoot worth a shit tonight. just like Moses in March Madness last year where he completely disappeared.
Yeah, the thing with JD, I've always compared him to Allen Iverson. When he's on, boy, is he on. But when he's not, good God, get out the garbage can.
So far, he's 0 for 4.
Yeah.
Not even
and
close
he's sitting on the
on
bench.
Any of his shots. Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting on the bench. So, but Eddie, what do you think about that in fairness? As far as editing with Survivor Episode 1, we got to see and hear from everybody. And Australia fans said, boy, they don't do that on our show.
I mean, I like the way Australia Survivor, the way they do it. I'm enjoying it. I know what's going on. They're showing us everything. Of course, they have an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half each for two times a week. But we're seeing everything. It might not come out right at the start, but you're seeing what's going on. You can follow it. And, yes, you have an idea of who's going to win. On Survivor USA, I don't watch Big Brother anymore. I was a big, big brother fan. I'll never watch it again. They burned me too many times on it. And I hope that doesn't happen with Survivor US. I hope that's not what's going to happen with my show I love the most, which is Survivor. I hope they get off their asses in 43, correct all the bullshit, and if this season they get all this kinky editing out and let us see the show. Let us see what's happening, not all this bullshit, you know?
Well,
let us see the show.
Here's something to think about, though, Eddie. Eddie, something to think about, though, like, for example, with the, covering of the blood and dirt and mud and whatnot and how they didn't show, the tribes reacting afterwards. It's probably because it didn't have anything, there was no consequence involved in regards to, if it made a difference as to whether or not that person went home or not.
Yeah, you might be
it's
right.
Probably,
Steve, though, even last night, usually when I'm at Survivor, I'm watching every little bit. I was on the chat last night. I wasn't watching the show. So I said something stupid about the shot in the dark. That's how much I've lost interest. They're starting to lose me as a fan.
Well, I don't like the shot in the dark. I don't like the hourglass. I don't like a lot of these crazy twists. They film them in. I think everybody pretty much knows they film two seasons to a cycle, so
right.
They're probably going to use those same things in the second season of the cycle, and then if they feel like the fans didn't like it or it don't work, then they don't do it in the first season of the next cycle. So maybe in 43, we don't see this shot in the dark, and we don't see this hourglass. Hopefully.
Well, I hope not.
I hope they get back to showing us what we all got hooked on. We know season 50 is going to be great, that Rob's coming back, Boston Rob, so we know 50 is going to be Legends probably.
How long have I been preaching that, Eddie, Steve, Tim,
Alexis? The one that said it was going to happen,
I said it how many years ago that 50 was going to be Legends?
About 5 years ago, maybe.
And the reason they're doing Legends is because they don't want to do Winners so they can bring back characters that didn't win. People like Rupert and, people like that. So.
Well, Jim, one of the best things about Survivor is having you and all the guys and Steve and talking to you later. That makes my day and makes my night. I'm an old man. I'd be in bed otherwise. I look forward to talking to you guys. I see you as my friends. You've been there through hell for me, and I hope I can be there for you guys. Let's just hope Survivor get back to that genuineness. They get back to what made us all such big fans and brought us all together. That's what I'm scared of, Jim, that they're not. They're going to fuck the show up.
Well, I don't. I mean, they had one other time. They had one little time in space where it was really getting off track, and it was mostly due to Jeff's love for the Hance family. And CBS and Mark corrected that. And they put a stop to it. You ain't seen them no more. Will they do that with some of these crazy twists? Will they sit down with Jeff and say, Jeff, it's still a great show, still a great avenue for the network, but there's a couple of things that you need to maybe get rid of?
The editing team, first off, fire them.
Survivor in the ratings.
Eddie, you have to stop and think. As far as editing, they are editing to a general fan. They are not editing to fans on the internet who crave looking and hunting and scouting and researching for spoilers. They are editing towards the general public.
Yeah, it's a whole different ball game there.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
they
Mark,
did that,
you know, during all that stuff with
happened.
Mark, during all that stuff I had going on with Mark in the lawsuit and all that, Mark told me, that they didn't really worry that much about the internet and stuff like that because that's not their base. That's not where they, you know, they make their money. He told me that I contributed a whole lot to the show, and he appreciated. But it kind of brought me down a notch when he told me, but in the whole realm of things, it's not that much because, you know, our bread's buttered with the general public. You know, the way we view it, Eddie, is probably way different than what the general public views it.
Yeah, the general public don't even know what edit means.
Yeah, they don't have any idea at what we're looking at, what we're trying to figure out and put together. They don't know.
Well, I mean, even that, though, Jim, the general public, anybody watching Survivor, if they just saw that one episode where there's blood and mud and they're told them to wipe it all over their body, how would Joe Blow see that? Are these people crazy? I mean, what a stupid general do. I mean, if it's just Joe Blow and the public saw that, they're not dumb.
Well, I'll tell you what one of our daughters said. I'll tell you what little JJ said. She said, "Dad, blood don't wash off that easy."
Yeah, what? Really.
And I mean, you know, she's a teenager, so.
Yeah.
I mean, the public's not stupid, and,
right.
And Survivor is trying to make it out that we're stupid, and they're playing for effect, and they're playing for social impact. And all that, I understand all that. They're going to lose in the long run. It's going to be their downfall. It's like watching Rome fall. If they keep this up, Survivor's going to lose their ratings.
The other thing, Reggie, is when they did the blood, is that not another sign that makes people stop and think, did they just manipulate this?
Yeah.
If you were talking to me, I don't know because I didn't see much of last week's. I was gone on vacation.
Well,
they
had them put mud and something red that looked like blood to explain why it took them so long to get back.
Why
then
did it take it so long?
Back, the three players get back with mud and blood on them, and all the players are like, oh, my God, what happened? You're bleeding. And then they just wash it off, and there's no cuts.
Why were they gone so long?
The three of them were on the last leg.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to watch it this weekend.
And you'll see when you, I'm just going to tell you, when you see them do the mud and the blood, you're going to think, really?
How
really?
Stupid, huh? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that happy note, I'm going to sign off. I got to work tomorrow, so I'll talk to y'all later, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You take
night.
Care.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye, hon.
Goodbye. There you go. Everybody else hang up,
you know,
too?
It's funny though that she talks that ratings were brought up because Survivor did slightly lose viewers over last week's premiere. They lost about 150,000 viewers in the amongst all the total viewers. They're still holding steady at around 4.6 million people, but you know, like Eddie said, if people start to see that they're continuing to do these things more and more and more, you could continue to see that number go down lower and
down,
lower,
down,
and lower
down.
Because, you know, it's not the same viewership that we used to have for the show in like the early seasons where Survivor was, you know, very popular and was dominating. You know, Wednesday nights. I mean, yeah, it is still dominating, but it's not dominating at the level that Survivor used to. I mean, they're still getting competition from The Masked Singer. Hell, they had competition from Chicago Med on NBC.
Yes.
But a lot of people have DVRs, you know, like I do, and, you know, I just, you know, record The Masked Singer and watch it later. I'm not going to miss Survivor,
no, but
or I'll watch Survivor later.
And for people that wonder, I checked on that, and people that have things recorded, they count in the Nielsen ratings. It counts if you watch.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so they do count.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they count.
Because
so
honestly, Jim, I still enjoy Survivor. I don't want it to go away. I really don't. As much as Big Brother makes me so angry, I don't care if they take off Big Brother, but I'll be so sad if they got rid of Survivor.
It's not going anywhere, Kansas.
I hope it's not.
Renewed for season 43 and 44, and the back talk is they're at least going to go to 50, and then, you know, they'll look at it again. So I think it's just kind of a thing now where it's, you know, they just renew it unless it totally, totally flops, which it doesn't because
the Survivor fan base
is still strong. So
yeah, we'll get angry at certain things that they do, certain twists and everything.
Well,
yeah, we might
see,
not
that's
like
the
it,
thing with Survivor
but we're still
fans,
addicted to the show.
That's the thing with Survivor fans. It's kind of like sex, you know.
You're addicted to it.
Okay. You know, no, is it? Is there anything really bad about it? I mean, it's like, okay, that wasn't as good.
No, it's a very good addiction. I enjoy it. It's an enjoyable addiction
but it's still worth watching.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now, Jim, as far as the celebrity version, which, by the way, I watched it last night, and I can't really consider it Survivor.
I didn't watch it yet.
The vibe I got from fans is kind of 50-50.
Really?
A lot of people like it, and a lot of people don't.
Looking forward to watching it.
Steve, here's
the thing that'll interest you. Most of the negative comments that I heard was because they didn't like the host.
Who's the host?
Yeah, I mean, he was trying.
A guy in the WWE.
Yeah, it was all the way going from his from the way he was dressed and everything to the way he was comment. You know, it's like he was commentating on a boxing fight when it's not actually boxing. And he was trying so hard to look like Jeff Probst with his outfit. He looked like Jeff Probst from the early, and I mean early, seasons of Survivor with the dark blue and I think he was wearing khakis as well. You know, he looked like the young Jeff Probst. But I mean, the show, I think the problem is the show itself, which, by the way, it only kept about half of Survivor's audience last night. So everybody immediately, or half of the audience already tuned out by the time the show started. But I think the big thing for people who are on the fence, whether or not they want to watch Beyond the Edge or not, the one thing you got to go into it with an open mind of is, it's, if you're expecting Survivor,
it's not Survivor, right?
This isn't the show.
It's not Survivor,
exactly.
I consider it
to be more like Tough as Nails.
I didn't watch the whole thing, Steve, but I did catch the end of it, and they're talking about, does anybody want to ring the bell? And I'm like, okay, if this is how they're going to do this all year, I would win this show because I'd never ring the damn bell. So they got to have another way where people leave.
It kind of seems like it's more like Tough as Nails, the way it's presented, Phil Keegan show.
That show also got renewed for two more seasons, not just one.
I never watched that.
They're really high on that. It got renewed for two more seasons.
The whole thing is the show is for charity, and you know they do the challenges.
That's cool. I like that.
They compete in challenges, and if you win, you get a certain amount of you split a certain amount of money on your team to go towards your charity of choice.
Oh, that's cool.
And I don't know how long it's going to go on for, the season, or how long they were actually out there, like however number of days. But
I read that. I'm trying to remember. It wasn't very long, Steve. It wasn't very long at all. I can't remember, though. I'm not going to even guess, because I did read the actual days of filming, and it was not very long. It was way less than even what Survivor does now.
But I mean, the main thing is if you're somebody who's on the fence about whether or not you want to watch it, you just have to go into it with the expectation that, or without the expectation that it's going to be like Survivor. Because if you're expecting it to be like Survivor, the only way it's like Survivor is they're out in the wilderness, they're competing in challenges, and they go to some sort of kind of tribal. There's no real gameplay. There's no real, there's no real twists or anything. It's
if you look at it realistically, Steve, there really aren't any big name celebrities.
I know Lauren Elena real well. She's a fantastic country singer.
Yes, she is. But I mean, and you know, Steve and I mean, we would know the football guys. But most America don't know them. You know, I had a fan message me bragging about how well they loved Ray Lewis, and I said, go Google Ray Lewis and murder and see how much you like him.
Wow. See, I was expecting the show to be similar to I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Am I right on that one?
Well, it's kind
That's
of.
That's really
kind
not.
Of.
It's really not.
No?
Okay.
It's eye candy, you know? They should have a soundtrack with Liza Minnelli and Judy Garland singing. It's all eye candy. Everybody gets a reward. they all get a reward, and then they have to take a bath with all their clothes on. Heaven forbid someone might see they have skin. I love the challenges.
I enjoy the challenges. I would say it seemed like it was a bit over the top with, like somebody got stuck in mud and she literally started screaming up a storm. Like, yeah, like she was drowning
Look
or something
in
the mud.
Take my hand.
Yeah. And Steve,
I had Judy
somebody
Garland
complaining.
Start singing in the show.
Steve, I had somebody complaining about. Morrow today. The host, and I said,
yeah.
Well, he used to be a play-by-play announcer in the WWE, and they come back and said, oh, well, it makes sense now. He sounds like somebody from the WWE.
Well, the problem with Morrow is he's not a reality TV announcer. He's more of a combat sports type of broadcaster. Like, I could listen to him. I could listen to him calling a sports event or calling wrestling, boxing, mixed martial arts. But he's not, as far as a reality TV host, he's not a reality TV host. So I don't know, maybe they couldn't get anybody else to do it. So they needed to get somebody from within the CBS family, and obviously Jeff Probst isn't going to do it if it isn't Survivor. So
Oh, of course not.
They needed somebody.
That's what it's all about.
Here's something I don't know if anybody knows. Jeff is a producer on that show.
Ah. Wow.
He is what he probably felt like if I hosted this show, then it would kind of take away from, hosting Survivor, because there wouldn't be as much interest. You know, people would probably be going, like, what are you doing hosting this show when you've done so well on Survivor? That they probably, he probably looked at it like, do I really want to ruin my, I'll support the show financially in helping produce it. But do I really want to ruin my reputation as a host by hosting a show for
celebrities? There ain't no way Jeff was going to host this stuff. There ain't no way.
No.
The only way Jeff's going to host celebrities is if they've got some big-name celebrities, and it's done in the summer when he's normally off work and he'll go back to work. And that never worked. They tried it. I've told people that were contacted and how they tried to do it. They tried to do this with big-name celebrities, wanting them to donate the money and not get anything. And those big-name celebrities wouldn't do that. And we've debated that before, and we kind of agreed it's not being selfish. Those celebrities have other opportunities they could pursue instead of going out there and staying 2 weeks and not getting paid. So, the quote that Shaq gave him when they tried to get him, Shaquille O'Neal, Shaq told me, he told him, if you ain't paying, Shaq ain't playing.
Yeah, so there's no way he was going to do it for charity, so.
Celebrities make all to us, 2 weeks would be like, we could survive that and donate the money. And of course the celebrities could survive it too, but you don't know amounts of money they're talking about losing. So
yeah.
But
it, you know, it's
anyway.
It just doesn't feel like Survivor. So I would be shocked.
I think it's the whole thing. I think it's the host. I think the way it was handled with Ring the Bell, it's not even a reasonable facsimile, is it, Eddie? It's not even close to Survivor.
Oh no, they're playing. It's all eye candy. They're playing for the eye candy. How they're shooting it. I love the challenges, and I'm enjoying watching the people. But it's not Survivor. You know, it's just something to. It's just fluff. It's eye candy.
Yeah, and see, that's the risk you take when you're programming, Melissa. If you're thinking about being a program director or whatever at CBS. You're putting on Survivor, which is the granddaddy of all reality shows. It's been your money ticket for years, and they still have a strong fan base. And then you're putting it on before this new show because you're trying to lead people to stay on the network and watch this new show. And then you see what you saw last night. It just doesn't work, does it?
Nope.
Yep.
I said it before. I thought that it would probably only last about one season.
I agree.
And I agree.
It's going to be one and done, Steve. This is going to be the only season we see.
After watching last night, you know, they're probably going to look at it, seeing how the fan reaction is going to be, and they're probably going to figure, okay, we tried it just to experiment with it, but it's probably not going to be worth the time going out there.
They've got a prime time hourly slot on CBS. And it's not going to deliver. I want you to check the next day or two about the ratings on this. I bet it was bad.
Yeah. Well, the rating right now, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. They lost half of the viewers of, like, Survivor had 4.84 million for this week, which is good for about a 0.8 rating on the adults 18 to 49 demographic. They lost about 2.7 million viewers, and they fell all the way from a 0.8. They fell all the way from a 0.8 to a 0.3 on the 18 to 49 demographic.
Wow, 0.3 is bad.
Yeah, on the 18 to 49 demographic. So a lot of their younger audience tuned out. I mean, that's all you really need to know there. So the question is, will CBS see it as – here's what I think is going to happen. I think ultimately they'll probably put it onto Paramount Plus
I remember when Pirate Master came on. I don't know if many of you remember Pirate Master on CBS.
Yeah, I do.
And I thought Pirate Master had a whole lot more potential. Than this,
I did too.
This celebrity thing, because I liked Pirate Master. And
I did too.
They cut it mid-season, didn't even show the finale, didn't show who won. I think this show's going to probably end up the same way and end up, like Steve said, on Paramount, and we'll be seeing CSI or NCIS reruns after Survivor.
I think it all depends, Jim. I think it all depends on how they can keep their viewer count. If they just keep losing viewers or if it stays steady, I think there's the possibility maybe they might renew for a second season.
Oh, I doubt that, seriously.
there probably will be a second season, but it won't be on CBS. It'll be on Paramount Plus.
I don't even know if a second season will get greenlit
for Paramount Plus.
I keep hearing
Liza Minnelli singing, "You got to ring that bell, gonna ring that bell."
Do we have any callers on the line tonight that watched it and thought, "Man, I really like that"?
I didn't even watch it. Nope.
I didn't even
like
watch
what?
It
I'm
either.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
Steve, did you see that?
I mean, I was, yeah.
JD,
it's exactly the same thing. It's the same thing.
Another
I told
foul,
you
a minute and a half.
Night, Jim.
God, he can't
Jim,
stop fouling. He can't stop fouling.
Jim, it's the same thing I told you last night. You know, there was barely any, barely any support for the show last night. I think there was only me and a couple of others.
Just to let everybody know, we were monitoring the interest because we were considering extending the live chat to include that show, and I was considering to live tweet that show, and Steve nor I just. We couldn't find any interest in it.
Yeah, there was only at most maybe four people were chatting. And actually once the show came on, it was mainly me and Jamie. That's it. Not the Jamie that has called in before, another Jamie from that had joined Whispers during the Big Brother season. It was only me and her, basically, that were commenting on it. So,
I dropped a whole bunch of hints. I did some tweets, and I wasn't getting any interaction on it. There just didn't seem to be any interest in it.
Yeah, and I dropped a whole bunch of questions during the live chat too, and I mean there was very minimal response from the questions.
Oh, real
that
quick,
I dropped,
Jim. There's something
so.
I think you might like if you haven't already started watching it. Do you get Hulu, Jim?
No, that's one of the things we don't get. So please shut up and don't let JJ hear that.
Because I was going to tell you to watch the Pam and Tommy saga. It is so damn good.
Now, wait a minute. The Pam and Tommy thing was on A&E on cable.
No. This is like a series. The guy that was in the Marvel, Captain America.
Okay. I thought you told me.
This is after Sebastian Stan and somebody's doing Pam Anderson. It's the story of, you know, how their sex tape was stolen.
It was on A&E.
No, it's not on A&E. It's only on Hulu. You have to pay for it. It borders on rated X, Jim. It's filthy. It's crazy. It is so crazy. Well, I've never seen shit like this before. But it's really done well.
They had the whole story on A&E.
That was their biography type of thing. This is like acted out. This is like a series.
Oh, you're talking about, oh, God, what's that actress'
name?
Pam and Tommy,
it's called.
Oh, what is that actress' name? And I like her, and I can't think of her name.
Lily James.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Lily James. She plays Pam
Yes,
Anderson.
I love her.
You wouldn't even recognize her. I mean, she looks exactly like Pam Anderson.
Yeah, I have. I've seen her pictures from the show.
And Sebastian Stan
you're
from
right.
Captain
it doesn't
Marvel,
look like her.
From Captain
you're right,
America.
It doesn't look like
he
her.
Is just he is so crazy good as Tommy.
She looks
Tommy
way
Lee.
Better as herself than she does dressed up as Pam.
They both really look the parts, though. I mean, they're very good at it.
Yeah.
But it's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
well, if anybody's
it.
Into watching some serious smut, but it's really done well, check it out.
Hey, I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
You'll like it, Eddie. It's really good.
I need some smut.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have never seen, and forgive my language, but I have never seen a dick talk. Tommy Lee's dick talk is the craziest shitting thing you've ever
wait
seen in your
minute.
Life. That's all I can say.
Wait a minute. What?
The dick, his dick talks. It's huge. They put like in a some kind of. It really looks real because I know
ooh.
Tommy Lee's known to have a real big one, but the thing actually
oh my
curls
God.
Up. And where he pees from that slit, the slit moves its like a mouth, and the
oh
dick
my,
talks
oh
to him.
God.
It's crazy, you guys. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Oh my God!
It's crazy.
I can't believe this is coming out of Kansas.
I'm telling you, this is what happens.
Oh my God!
Is Kansas actually describing everything like that?
I'm just telling you what happened.
Oh,
describing
everything.
I'm telling you, this should have been an X almost. This is crazy. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It was just nuts. They had an actor's name for his mantle.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And Kansas is actually watching this stuff.
Oh, I binged it. It's so good.
JB.
I binged watched it. That's how good it was.
JB, she not only watches it, she records it and watches it on pause.
Yeah.
No, I didn't have to record it because it's all over. But I just watched the episodes. We stayed up late and watched it. It's so good.
Yeah.
Jim, she's actually that thing that she said that there's actually an actor voicing it.
I just
looked it up. It's actually true.
I'm not lying to you guys. I'm telling you what's going on. I'm not making this up.
Oh my
it's
God!
True. It's like y'all don't believe me. I'm not making it up.
No,
Steve never believes me. I'll say something and he'll look it up and say, yeah, it's really true what she's saying.
Well, in that case, I mean, if you're going to mock me like that, you know.
I'm not going to lie. I'm telling you how it is.
Well, okay then.
You're just a slut.
What?
I hate to say that. I hate to say that, but
excuse me.
That's
what?
That's what it comes down to. You're just a slut watching this stuff.
No,
screw
no,
you, asshole! Don't even say that to me.
JB.
I'm old.
Wow.
I'll beat your fucking face in. Don't say that to me.
Hey,
I'm
sorry for talking
that,
like that. Okay.
Shut your fucking
that
mouth.
That was not nice.
Yeah.
That was not nice, JB.
I know it wasn't, and I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Well, I
wow.
deserve it. I deserve it for what I from you know for what I said, and I wasn't
wow.
thinking about. I wasn't thinking about what I was saying.
Wow.
I'm
wow.
sorry.
Okay.
Ow.
If I didn't, if
you
I
know,
didn't
I
know
think
better,
it's,
I think JB was drinking. But he only
I
drinks some Arnold Palmer.
I don't even
thing.
Know him anymore. I thought he was a nice guy.
He is.
He's a real
nice
jerk.
No, he's a nice
one,
guy.
Hey, it was just one of them. Just one of them things. Because I apologize.
The Survivor.
You know.
Thank God we don't have any talking dicks on Survivor.
Oh, I know it.
I think.
Gee, He's a man.
I mean, that's all I need to see is a talking dick on Survivor. But I am going to go watch it, Candace. You've got my curiosity up.
Eddie, you'll like it.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow.
You'll like it.
I'm looking forward to watching it.
You might be called a Eddie, you might be called a slut, too, so just be careful.
Oh, I am a slut. I accept it, and I take it as a title.
Well, I'm not a slut because I've been married to my husband for 23 years. We've been together since 1991. Do not ever call me a damn slut.
But honestly, I think he meant that as a compliment. You're one hot woman, you know, and you have been married, and you got a big heart and everything. And I take it. I mean,
I'm
if somebody
with one
called me a
man,
slut, I'd say
darling. I am. I was never in my high school years. I was never a slut. I want you to know that. I lost boyfriends because I didn't sleep with them. Don't you ever call me a slut because I watched something that I found entertaining. Excuse me.
I think I remember you Candace. I think I remember you turning me down on a Friday night.
Oh, my God.
I don't know where that's coming from either.
He didn't mean it that way, Ken.
That's just me.
He's going through a bunch of shit right now. He's really going through a
lot. I'm already in hot water. I'm not.
Oh, you sure as hell are, babe. Trust me on that one.
I think it's best we move back on to
Survivor.
It's
which
very good idea.
We all think very highly of you, and we love you dearly. And I'm sure JD did. He's going through a bunch of stuff right now, and just I know it wasn't a good thing to say, correct? But he is going through a lot of hell right now.
Yeah.
So,
then maybe that's why he's taking it out on me. If he's mad at a woman
I don't necessarily think he's taking something out on you. I think he just didn't think about how it would be perceived, and he didn't really mean it seriously. And then it was like,
right.
Oh, shit, I've already said it now.
And I already said it, and I own up to, you know, what I said, and I even said, you know, I'm sorry for what I said and all that stuff.
Yeah. So,
But anyway,
well,
let's
see. You call me a slut, I'll say thank you.
Eddie, you would call me,
when you watch this, you would call me and you would laugh and say, this was so entertaining, Candace. I'm telling you.
Oh, I'm
going to
watch it. I'm going to enjoy watching it.
It's very
I'm just trying to get everybody back on track. We're all friends.
It's very well done. It's good. Good actors in it.
I'm looking forward to it, honey. I'm looking forward to watching it.
You'll know who's in it. You'll know the other actors that are in it. There's some big actors in it. It's so good.
Melissa.
Yeah. Well, maybe that would bring your ratings up on Survivor if we had a talking dick.
Yes, I am here.
What the hell is going on?
I think we're debating whether they should have a talking dick on Survivor.
I don't care how you want to frame it, how you want to excuse it. It was unacceptable, I think. And joking about it, knowing how upset Candace is not something that should happen. And I think we just need to drop the subject altogether.
Okay.
Thank you, Melissa. As a woman, I thank you for that very much.
Do you see? Do you see why I always come back to her?
I see it now, yes.
Yeah, I mean, she's so level-headed, you know? Good, bad, indifferent, ugly, whatever. She's so level-headed about it. So,
and she speaks the truth, too.
I agree. Like
now
I said,
we're in the final
like
hour,
I said earlier
Jim. I need some good information
earlier tonight,
to make my week.
I like hearing from her, because you can have 10 people say they see it this way, and if she don't see it that way, she's not going to buck. She's going to say, I don't see it that way. I love that. I love that. Anybody that's ever been a mod or any of my employees, everyone always knows Jim does not like yes people. People that just tell him, yes, Jim, yes, you're right, yes, Jim. I hate that. I hate it. I hate it. And Melissa's not like that. If she don't agree with me, she'll tell me.
Yeah.
So
it's just a point of being told that for something. I didn't say anything that would have given him any kind of sort of reason to even say that to me. That makes no sense to even be called that. So if something's going on in his life, which I'm starting to think, because there's always psychological shit behind stuff, and if there's something going on in his life as a woman, I'm just going to put it out there, and I'm getting taken. If that's the case, I'll understand that. I'm going to be real about it. But if it was just out of the blue that I was called that for absolutely no reason at all. I don't take that. I don't take that at all.
It's like Eddie said.
You shouldn't take it no matter how
different.
I know.
It's like Eddie said. He's had a lot going on, but that still doesn't excuse what was said. And he understands that. He's apologized. I think he's sincere about it. I know you're upset about it.
He's lucky that I'm not right there because his lights would probably be punched out.
Hopefully we can move on from it and get through it because both of you are very, very active and very good members. So
I'm just in shock, that's all. It's just shocking to me. I can't believe it.
Yeah, maybe we should, you know, maybe it's like I think it was Melissa or somebody said earlier, maybe we should get back to Survivor.
Yeah.
I know. I need a tidbit from you to make it through the week. You got to give me something to think about.
Well, I did before Kansas got on here.
I want more.
What do you want, next week?
Yeah, I want you to give me something to think about.
All right. I thought I did.
Well,
I thought when I broke down the three tribes.
That was just
I thought when I broke down the three tribes.
I need the last hour tidbit.
I thought when I broke down the three tribes and I told you the one that hadn't lost anybody yet would probably be in trouble next week.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
But you got to tell you now to know I want to know it more.
What?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. Steve, that's always the problem with spoiling something is it's never enough.
I always want to know more.
You can tell them everything. You can tell them every boot for every week, and they'll want to know. They'll want to know, well, who found Idol? Well,
that reminds me.
Who won the challenge? They're going to always want to know something else.
Yeah, you know, that reminds
Isn't
me of the
horrible?
Early. That reminds
Isn't
me of
horrible?
The early seasons. It reminds me of the earlier seasons when you first started up Whispers Premiere, and I remember you would start trickling in spoilers, sort of feeding us little by little to keep the appetite, basically. And I remember there would be people that would basically demand that you tell every single detail that is going to happen, whether it was this week, whether it's next week, whether it's finale night. You know, there was, I remember back, I want to say it was around, when did it start getting bad? Probably around Redemption Island, maybe, that literally everybody wanted to know, like, does Philip Shepherd bring out the pink undies again? Who does Rob use for the? I don't know.
In fairness, Steve, I understand. I built that reputation because I used to do that. I used to go in such detail with behind the scenes stuff that was not even aired. I used to even tell what the vote count was going to be, who was going to vote for who. I went in great detail, and it just—I don't know. It's sort
Jim,
of twofold. It got to be too much. It got to be too much, and I kind of lost interest in doing it to where
Jim, I'm just
people knew
you,
that
right?
much
I'm not trying
because
to do
I
anything.
Want what I know this is going to sound crazy. This is going to sound crazy, and you're probably going to laugh at me, but I wanted Whispers members to sort of start doing what I know Melissa does, I know other people do, and try, and I know Eddie does this, try to figure things out on your own with looking at videos, reading interviews, watching edits. To me, that was always the most fun. I loved doing that. It was like being a private investigator. I loved that.
The problem
but then
is,
when it
though,
got so easy
that
players were just telling me what's going to happen, who's leaving, who's the votes, and it wasn't fun anymore. If that makes sense to
I'm
you.
I'm not hearing anybody. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Melissa,
it makes total sense. And I was just playing with you. I was just trying to make it light. I appreciate anything and everything all of you say and do. And I do search online. I go into everything. I even send you little comments, the messages.
I know.
And
I know.
Never,
and I really don't. I don't really ever say a whole lot, Eddie. I tell you the same thing. I don't do boot lists. And you know, you always say I've seen this and this, and I tell you, don't trust all of what you see on there, because
well,
there
that's
are
what
trolls.
I was asking you, because it's already proven false. The boot lists that have been leaked, already not happening.
But mine,
but, you know, I was just curious. I wasn't trying to get a boot list from you. I was just seeing.
Mine is
seen.
Still intact, Eddie. Mine is still 3 for 3.
Yeah. And I know that, Jim. I do my research. I don't expect you to tell me anything. But when you do, I really appreciate it because you do have better contacts than I have. You know, but I do appreciate it. I appreciate everything you guys do.
I mean, and Steve's been with me through the years. JB has really been through the years with me. And they know.
16 years.
No matter how much information I've ever had. And it's been very, very extensive at times. I don't do boot lists because I don't think that keeps interest in the show. I think if you do it week to week, it keeps people involved. It keeps them interested. It keeps them trying to figure out for themselves. I think that's the best way to do it as far as, you know, keeping interest. If I go right now to premiere and post a boot list, it's over. It's done with. All people are going to do the rest of the season is see, oh, he was right again. Oh, he was right again.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet he's not going to be right this week. It's going to all be about me trying to see if I'm right.
Yeah, you're not going to have any of the comments. You're not going to have
Yeah, you're not going to have any speculation. Yeah, think doing it the way I do it, I'll always stand by that. I think it's the right way to do it.
I do too, Jim. I agree with you. I was just trying to make it light after everything that had happened.
That's all.
And
I totally agree with you, and I totally respect what you're doing.
Yep. And let me
I love your interest, Eddie. I love your interest in it, trying to figure out.
And let me say this.
Trust me,
there
Eddie.
There has only been one.
That was me back on Pearl Island. That's when I first started trying to figure stuff out, Eddie. I was you.
And let me say this. There's only been one.
And then I met Dara, and it was real easy.
There's only been one season where Jim actually, how can you say it, put out the complete boot list for the season, and that season 20. Yes, that was the second season. That was Heroes versus Villains.
And I can tell you why I did that.
That
I can
was
tell you
why
I did that.
Because that you said that was going to be your last season and you were just going to go out.
Well, it was twofold. It was twofold.
Yep.
That was going to be the last season I did it. And there was somebody else putting out information that was partly right, partly wrong, and I hated seeing fans to it because they had started really buying into, oh, well, he knows, and Missy A.E.'s not telling us, he knows. I said, okay, here's your damn list right here, but I won't do it again, but here's your damn list, and let him tell you how the votes go. Here's how the votes go, bam, 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 bam.
Yep.
End of argument, end of debate, I was right. And I even know where that guy got his information. I even know who told him. But I'm not going to say she's stupid because she's won Survivor twice. Let me repeat that. I'm not going to say she's stupid because she's won Survivor twice. But she didn't have some correct information. She loves spoilers. She loves them. She used to have an account at Survivor Sucks called Survivor Cuz, C-U-Z. That was her name on Survivor Sucks. That's when I met her, and it was during Pearl Islands. And I figured out who she was by something she said about Russell because she called him a nickname that nobody knew but Russell, me, his family. She called him Rascal on a post.
Yeah,
she called him Rascal. And so I messaged her and I said, Sandra, I know who you are by you calling Russell Rascal because that's what we call him. And I'm telling you right now, you've got a million reasons not to be on this site posted. She messaged me back. She said, are you telling me I won? I said, you got a million reasons, Sandra. Get the hell off this site. And she never posted there again. There's a lot of shit going on behind the scenes,
Survivor
Eddie.
Is Survivor Sucks even a thing anymore?
No,
not
it's not anymore. It died. And this is going to sound egotistical, but it's a fact. It died when I left.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. There's no reason to go to that site anymore.
It is technically still around, but it doesn't get anywhere near the traffic that it did when Jim was a part of it.
No.
Well,
I mean,
Melissa,
they told me when I was there that I took Survivor Sucks global, that I brought in fans from all over. And I found that to be true once I opened Whispers. We've got tons of members from all over the world.
Basically, you know,
nowadays all they do in there is tell people to go die in a flaming fire if somebody
yeah,
has
see,
a different opinion than anybody else.
See, and that was the biggest
they did
thing.
That anyway.
That was the biggest thing that led me to leave was they kept telling me how many new people I was bringing in and how I took it global. And, of course, they were being good to me. My friends were there. Shannon was there. Dr. Jill was there. Brenda was there. Eve was there. I mean, we were all there, and they were hiding under fake names. And the mods knew it because they were protecting everybody because of me. Shannon got kicked out, I don't know if it's 3 or 4 times. And I kept going back to the mods and saying, you got to bring him, you got to let him come back. You got to let him. And they always let him come back because of me. I knew I had pull. I knew I had clout. And 2 of their mods are in our Whispers groups now, currently. But it just kept bothering me because I was trying to be so nice. I was greeting people as they were coming in. They were talking to me. We were communicating. They would ask questions. I would answer them. If I didn't know the answer, I would go ask a player. And they'd tell me, and I'd go back and answer them. So all the information was correct. It was great. But they kept letting these assholes, like Steve mentioned, if a new person showed up, they wouldn't say, hi, welcome to Survivor Sucks. They'd say, hey, get the fuck out of here. That's how they
die in a flaming fire.
That's one of the reasons why I never really went there for anything, because they were always so rude.
Yeah, and so I finally got enough. It was just one day I got enough of it. I told the mod, I can't do this no more. You know, I'm bringing people in, and you're losing them as quick as I bring them in because you let people be assholes to them. I can't do
Missy,
this.
Missy A.E. was Russell Hans's wife.
Yeah, they thought that for a while.
That's what they were saying.
Yeah. I forgot Russell. I had Russell over there, too. His name was King Russ on Sucked. And very interesting story about that. I've repeated it many times. I don't know if you've heard it, Eddie, but he set up the account King Russ, and he was posting, and I could tell it was him. I called him. I said, "What the fuck are you doing?" He's like, "I'm just having fun, man." I'm like, "Russell, you do know CBS monitors these boards, right? They're gonna know this is you." He's like, "Jim, this is before, you know, he knew that I knew he wasn't no millionaire. This is when he acted like he had money. He told me, Jim, my lawyers are better than CBS lawyers." I said, okay, Russell, okay. About 3:30 in the damn morning, he calls. "Jim, can you get my post deleted? It sucks." I'm like, "What's wrong, Russell? Your lawyers go to sleep?" "Jim, can you just do it? Melanie, that was his wife at the time, Melanie has been posting what I tell her to post, but I think it needs to be deleted." I said, "Russell, I told you about 5 hours ago to get the hell off of there. Jim, just get rid of it." So I contacted the mod, told him what was going on. He knew it was Russell, and they deleted all of it. I did that for Russell Hance. But he'll try to make you think I'm the jerk.
Yeah.
So there's your behind the scenes, Eddie.
Thank you.
That ain't nothing to do with the night he was Natalie Bolton. He was trying to put me in touch. He was trying to get me to put him in touch with Natalie Bolton. He called me and he said, "Jim, you know Natalie Bolton?" I said, "Yes." He said, Can you get her to message me or call me?" I said, "I doubt it." He said, "Well, Jim, I want to talk to her, and I want you to set it up." I said, "All right, I'll let you know in the morning, Russell." So I messaged Natalie. I said, "Natalie, Russell Hance wants me to put him in touch with you," and I told him I wouldn't do it. She said, "Thank you, Jim."
Yeah.
So I told Russell, "Ain't gonna happen, Russell." Ain't gonna happen. So there's you another one, Eddie.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. I enjoy your stories, and every time you tell them, I get something else out of it. So I enjoy it very much. I really appreciate it.
He can tell you so many stories. Oh my God!
It's really crazy. It's really crazy. I can tell you about how Stephanie LaGrossa.
Oh man!
Call it. I love her to death. Don't get me wrong. I love me some Stephanie. We're still great friends. I love her to death. And she's a college graduate. But the damn girl can't spell words. Her messages are so messed up. But I love her to death. She was one of the first females I got to know from Survivor. Dara was first. And then it was Stephanie. And the first guy, Steve, anybody got a clue? The first guy I ever actually got in contact with and was close to from Survivor?
Richard?
And became friends with?
Was it Richard?
No, it wasn't Richard. Any other guesses?
Was it Bob Dog?
I'm staying out of this one.
No, Bob Dog came after this one. Me and Bob Dog are still friends. Bob, I'll have a funny story for later, Eddie, with me and Bob Dog grocery shopping. We were both in the grocery store on the phone with each other shopping. It was funny. He said, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm in the frozen foods." He said, "Well, I'm over in the produce." But, no, it wasn't Bob Dog. It was somebody before him. Anybody, is Tim, no, Tim didn't make it on, did he?
No, he didn't. He was only in the chat room.
All right, I'm going to throw out a big-ass hint, and somebody's probably going to get it after I throw out this big-ass hint. JJ, all right, wait, let me reword this. There were only two people at this man's wedding that had anything to do with Survivor. One was Marty Piombo, who used to live he used to live about five blocks from me and JJ. He rode his bike to our house and cooked for us one night. But Marty Piombo was one of the Survivor people at this man's wedding. The other was me, Missy A.E., and J.J. We went to this guy's wedding. Do you still not know who he is?
Oh, it's Cash.
My God.
Cash.
I think Alexa said Sash.
No, not Sash, but I'm real good friends with Sash. We're real close. But what? It wasn't Sash. It was before
Sash. Oh my God,
Sash.
Jim! I believe you told me this before, but I can't remember.
I posted a wedding picture that nobody else has, but me and JJ.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm going to give you one more clue, and you're going to really get it when I say this one word. Symphony.
Oh, Coach.
Yep.
Coach Wade. Yep, Coach Wade. He's the first male survivor that I ever became friends with.
See, and I shouldn't have kept my mouth shut because that's what I guessed. I was thinking. I bet you it was Coach
yep.
Wade, or I thought it was Coach.
It was.
Yep.
Me and Coach have been friends for, God, forever. And he's so funny. He's so funny because he claims to not want spoilers, and then he texts or he calls and says, "Okay, you know I don't want to know spoilers, but what happens?" It's like, how do you answer that, Eddie? When somebody tells you they don't want to know, but they want to know?
I know.
That's how he is, though. That's how Coach is.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, him and Penner are probably my closest two. And Tony. I got to throw Tony in there. Those three are probably my closest male survivor friends. Those three.
Well, that's a good group.
Yeah, it is. And actually, Eddie, Coach, Penner, and Ewell, all three had planned to be in an alliance on Legends. They, you know, everybody thinks Legends is just something that people make up and talk about. No, they've discussed it. They've talked to players about being on it. And Penner, Coach, and Ewell, all three, said they'd do it. And then with, you know, us all talking and connecting and this and that, they all said, well, if this happens, we'll do an alliance. You know, we'll go out there with three of us already in an alliance. So, trust me, that happens. There are alliances before they even leave the United States.
Oh, I'm sure. You think poverty will come back for Legends?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
I still think she's the best female that's ever played.
I agree. So does my wife. You cannot say anything bad about poverty around my wife. Anytime there's talk and whispers about a new season or a game or what, JJ's going to show up and say, did Barbie win?
Yeah. She even
her
posted
email.
That in one of
her
the
email.
Groups. Too,
her email is dedicated to Parvati.
Well,
that's
she
how much
won
she likes
her. Bills.
Yeah. But, yeah, she would come back. Tina Weston would come back. I know that one for a fact. Kim Spradling would play. I know that one for a fact. Sarah would play. I know that for a fact. I'm just telling you people I know that they talked to, and they committed. This talk's been going on for a couple of years because they keep planning this as if it's the final season, but yet it keeps getting renewed, so it keeps getting pushed back, you know? So yeah. Now it's looking like now it's looking like it could be as far back as 50, which would be great.
Hell, some of them are going to need wheelchairs.
Yeah, really. shoot.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
but the thing, Rupert was another one. Rupert was another one that said yes. Malcolm gave him a iffy. It depended. And like I said, that's the reason they did Legends, because they wanted to be able to have people that hadn't won but yet were really, really popular. You know, people like Penner, you know.
And Ceree, for sure.
Ceree?
Yes, Ceree was on the list. Yes, she was. She was on the list. So, and I don't really think.
But you know, Steve, what you said the other day about.
Eddie, I don't really think over the last couple of seasons, I don't think the list has changed that much. I don't think there's been that many people that have shown up the last few years that would bump anybody. You know, they were so good that they would bump anybody.
Yeah, I agree. And even these super fans are saying they're casting. I mean, I don't believe it, like Steve said the other night. You know, I don't believe it one bit. If you're a super fan, you don't tell people you got an idol.
Oh, heck no. Heck no.
They don't know what they're doing, some of these guys, and they're saying they're super fans.
Yeah.
Now, if they took your group of mods, then they'd have some super fans.
We have the best mods anywhere on the internet. They are all very knowledgeable, very talented, and very fair in what they do.
They could take anybody that calls into this podcast, and anybody that calls into this podcast would know more about how to play
the game
than
Eddie. I have always said, I could take a tribe of Whispers members and go against anybody they want to put out there, and we would win.
I believe you.
Main thing is because we would all trust each other and believe in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd all have strengths and weaknesses, but we would all trust each other, the whole tribe. We'd have one goal, and we would achieve it, you know. And, I mean, they kicked that around a little bit back when it was the whole Russell against me thing. You know, Mark talked to me about it, and they kicked around the idea of having a survivor tribe led by him against a fan tribe led by me. And we can never get the timing right, and it just never worked out. But they talked about it, you know, and I said, Mark, I've seen the application. Do I need to fill that out? He said, no, you don't need to fill that out. I know you. So, and I'll even tell you, I don't know if you've heard this, Eddie, before. I'll even tell you the first challenge that he had planned if we had that season. He was going to have the newbie tribe show up on the beach, and then he was going to have Russell's tribe show up on the beach, and then he was going to have me and Russell pair off in a circle. And whoever could push the other one out of the circle won immunity for their tribe. And I told him, I said, Mark, I'll kick his ass. And Mark said, I know you will. That's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
That's a true story, Eddie. But it never came to be because it drug out and drug out and drug out. Then it kind of died off a little bit. And then I had a baby coming along, and it didn't work. It just fell apart. But
well, thank God we got Thursday night.
It was a wild time. It was a wild time back in those days. Dealing with courts and lawyers and all of the shit that was going on the internet. It was crazy. It was wild. It was crazy. And the funny thing about it was when you actually revealed your name. I had to do it because if you researched
it, was going
to
come out anyway.
Yeah, if you researched it and you found it, you'd see my real name. So, and Mark told me the way they got my information was through my cable provider. They subpoenaed my cable provider to get my information.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, none of us knew your name. All we knew was your name was the Game Survivor. That's all anybody knew in that.
Web TV and anybody on
Web
the internet.
TV group.
Anybody on the internet knew it was Missy AE, and everybody on the internet thought I was a female. I played it off good. I played it off real good.
Yeah.
I had so many guys hitting on me.
Oh, no.
Steve, here's another tidbit for you. Back when I did that, when I was passing myself off as a female, I used Velvet Sky's picture.
Oh, man.
I think I remember that because I had lurked around Sucks for a little bit before Whispers before Whispers came to fruition, and I ended up joining Whispers.
Everybody saw Jamie's picture, and they were like, oh, my God, she's hot.
Yeah, I remember everybody was, I mean, they definitely fell for it. I'll put it that way.
Oh, God, they definitely fell
for it.
Oh, yeah, they thought I was a female. And then they, like JB said, they even started accusing me of being Russell's wife. Everybody still thought I was a female.
Yeah.
But when the lawsuit happened, I knew it was going to come out. My name was going to be out there. So I was like, okay, I'm leaving Sucks. I told you I can't do this crap no more. I'm going to go open my own place. And they were like, yeah, okay, well, good luck, buddy. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. And I think we turned out okay.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. That's when you had me and a couple other guys running the Web TV group.
Yeah. Yeah, and then on Facebook, it was me and Bob Fuller.
Yep.
So, and we had no idea what we were doing. No idea. We didn't. We split the day into two 12-hour shifts. He'd take 12 hours, I'd take 12 hours. And we figured it all out while we were doing it.
And you had no idea what would come about of Survivor Whispers or Survivor Whispers Premiere or any of your groups 12 years ago compared to now?
No. Started out with Survivor Whispers, and you know, JB, you know from the Web TV days, that we always had sports too, and Christopher used to run the sports group.
Yep.
So, you know, we did that, but then the spoiler group became premier because, you know, I'm very big about people that don't want to know spoilers. I don't want them to see them. So we set up the separate group. And then the Big Brother group came to be because JJ wanted it. She said, you need to open a Big Brother Whispers. And I'm like, oh, God, no. She's like, yeah, you need to, that's for me. And I'm like, okay.
Jim, we have another upset alert potentially here. Akron is leading UCLA by 7.
Yeah, you may as well say Arkansas won. I mean, Arkansas won. There,
well,
how about that?
Theirs is slim though too. They gotta hopefully land these free throws. But honestly, I didn't think that this Arkansas game would be as close as it's been. I was expecting that the Razorbacks would have no problem with Vermont, but apparently I was wrong.
Okay, I picked the phone back up. It's quiet. I admit I had to go pee.
Oh, we were just talking about I was bringing up the fact that we may be on another upset alert with UCLA being down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still got the Hogs on. They're up by 2 with 12 seconds left.
Yeah, and then Arkansas. I had said that I thought that that Arkansas would have a much easier time against Vermont, but then again,
well, everybody said,
you know,
Vermont was. You know, a lot of the so-called experts picked Vermont. So,
I don't see how.
I hope they're wrong. Hope they're wrong. JJ wouldn't let me go up there. I was talking about going up to Buffalo and watch. Jim, you're not going to Buffalo. The kids are on spring break next week. We're going to Florida. Sit your ass still.
But I want to go to Buffalo.
You could have gone over and saw and seen Eddie.
it's like, but I want to go up there where it's snowing and it's really cold. No,
yeah.
We're going to the beach.
Oh, you know JJ hates the snow.
Yeah, she does. Yep, she's a Cali girl. So. I don't think she's going to ever get used to the weather around here because it changes so quickly.
Oh, welcome to the
Northeast. It's almost summertime out here.
Kansas, so what do you think about them keeping the time? What do you think about them deciding to keep the? What do you think about them deciding to keep the time like it is all the time instead of falling back?
I would love that. It throws me
badly,
Jim.
They've already voted on it. That's how it's going to be.
I hope
so. Yeah, it just has to go through the house.
Oh, my God. Referee! God! They mauled him!
I'm not even sure that was out on Arkansas.
It was, two guys hit him.
I think that was out on Vermont. But what's it called? The vote has to. It's already gone through the Senate. It just has to go through the House now, which it'll probably pass.
Yeah,
anyways. But
that's out on Vermont.
That's out on Vermont. Off of the hand. number 15. That should stay
right.
Arkansas
right
ball.
There, right there.
I'll tell you one thing, Jim. I think Lou and I are going to have quite the discussion Saturday night.
He probably
yeah,
will.
Some
he
of these,
probably will.
Some of these games that we thought were no-brainers are all of a sudden completely screwed. We've already had three or four different upsets already
God,
in the first
the
round.
Kentucky one, Lord. Kentucky going to be shamed for a long time.
And I don't know
Ashley
why.
Judge,
that
at Ashley
Arkansas
Judge, you can
won.
Sit your ass down.
Hey, just wait if Cal State Fullerton beats Duke.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Imagine if that
Yeah,
happened.
See, they gave it to the Hogs. They gave it.
If that happens, I think we may have a mass exodus of Duke fans from Sports Whispers.
Are there any in there?
There are a few.
All right, we've only got about 4 minutes left, folks. Anything you want to bring up about next week's Survivor show? Who's in trouble? Any thoughts about that?
Who's in trouble?
I don't even think we can go based off of the preview anymore, because the preview this week, or the preview for this week's episode, basically seemed like it was focusing on the two tribes that ended up being safe.
Okay,
I'm
going to
narrow
it down. Let's narrow it down. Let's say, hypothetically, it's the Vaitai tribe. Who would be in trouble?
Yeah, Lydia or Daniel.
Oh, I hope it's Daniel.
Whoa, Melissa. Whoa.
Uh-oh, I think you're right.
Rethink. Whoa.
Oh.
You mean we have to put up with Lydia and Daniel for another episode?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe.
Then it's probably.
Maybe Daniel for a couple of more episodes. But definitely pre-merge. But you're overlooking someone.
Jenny.
Yeah, I was fixing to do I'm glad you saved me. I was fixing to do my Forrest Gump voice. Hey, Jenny. Jenny could be in trouble.
See, I like her more than I like the other two.
Razorbacks
and
win.
That's game.
Razorbacks win.
Well, that was a quick
game. We advance. Yeah,
is
but
Eddie
I mean, I don't think you should overlook Jenny. I think she could be in trouble. There's
okay.
Mrs. Musk.
Well,
there's
I just Coach's wanted to
wife.
Say goodbye, everybody. Have a nice week.
Good night.
Bye bye. Thank
That's
you guys for everything.
See, is Eddie
still
on?
We got about
on?
2 minutes.
Yeah
I'm
Eddie's
on.
Eddie's on here.
Eddie,
on here.
Real
yeah.
quick, keep an eye out for Seth Rogen, Andrew Dice Clay. And Chris Mann, the singer from The Voice. Are you familiar with him, the wonderful singer from The Voice?
No, but I'll definitely watch out for it. And I'll
well,
talk
you know
to you about
Seth Rogen and Andrew Dice Clay, I'm sure. They're totally unrecognizable, so keep your eyes out for
and
that.
Thank you for sharing what you did tonight, and thank you for
you'll
being
enjoy,
enthusiastic.
My friend. You really
I
will.
I really enjoy
it's,
your
you'll
enthusiasm.
Enjoy it.
And I'm so sorry for everything, as everybody is. And just know we love you. With all of
thank
our
you,
heart,
Eddie,
we
thank
all
you so
the sunshine
much.
Comes on when
thank
you come
you.
Online.
Thank you. I know I'm not perfect, but I don't think I deserve
think you
that.
Are.
But thank you.
In
and
my
I
want to
say I'm
are,
sorry
honey.
Too, Kansas.
You know the sunshine comes yeah, on whatever. When you come on the line.
Thank you, Eddie. Thank you, Melissa.
welcome. You're welcome, dear.
Mm. Hopefully we'll have a good week as Survivor.
It'll be a good week. It'll make it more even, more balanced.
Okay, that's good.